Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you again for a wonderful show. Hey, as a reminder, this show is for you and about you. Those of you that work hard for your money, but you're ready for your money to start working hard for you. That you want to actually work because you want to get your money working so that you can work because you want to, not because you have to, so that you can have freedom today and cash flow and prosperity right now. So you be with those that you love when you want to be with them. And I just got to tell you, it's been amazing to be a part of this journey. Thank you so much for sharing everything, you know, being a part of this. It's been absolutely awesome. As a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Again, there's some great stuff on there. And again, I want to keep building and help you grow and progress because, you know, my whole thing about this show is creating a ripple effect of freedom and prosperity in your life that ripples not only in your life, doesn't just bless your family, but allows you to bless other people too in your community, country, and across the world. And that's the ripple effect I'm trying to create here. So thank you for being a part of this journey and thank you for being a Rippler. So today I want to talk about, you know, I had a great mastermind group of clients that were at my house last weekend. And, you know, we do this twice a year where, you know, we get together and really, like, there's definitely some teaching that I do because most of the coaching I do with people consulting over the phone and things like that, you know, it's coming over the phone. It's audible, you know, and even the education I offer is also, you know, I give audio lessons to go with that, but you don't really get that visual, you know, that real interaction that way. You know, not to mention that I'll tell you, like, the biggest thing I've seen as a real blessing in these events, and I witnessed it this last weekend, is that it's so much more powerful when I'm not just the one teaching. You know, when everybody's sharing and involved, and man, like, there's some great bonds formed there, and just it's just a 2-day event, but it's amazing how quickly people gelled together. It's a very smaller, intimate group. There's only about, you know, 14, 15 of us that were there. But it was an awesome group to get together and we saw some pretty cool things happen. So, you know, the thing that came up the most, and these are people that have worked with me for a varying amounts of time. Some have worked with me for years while others have only been with me maybe a few months. And the one thing that was a big common, denominator that always shocks me, it shouldn't be that way, but it surprises me because I always think that all of you guys want strategy. You want to learn, like, okay, what do I do? What's going to get me there? And of course, you've got to have that strategy. There's got to be a strategy in place. There's got to be some sort of plan created so you can actually take action on something, right? It can't just be philosophizing all day long. However, at the same time, the biggest thing that kept coming up was mindset. And these are from people that even have coached me a little bit. Some have coached a lot longer than others. But the mindset thing is the thing that trips them up. And so I want to talk about that today because I don't want to dismiss how important it is because, you know, when I was starting to learn this stuff myself, you know, 13 years ago, when I was really starting to change direction from what I was as a financial advisor, where I learned that that stuff doesn't work. And I started to learn more what wealthy people do and what they think. It's like, it was like rich dad, poor dad, but to a much better level, more applicable level. Right. And really the mindset is essential. You got to have an abundance mindset, you know, because the thing is with money, we're taught in scarcity. We're taught to be savers. By the way, a saver mentality is rooted in scarcity. You know, you're taught to save and save. You hope that you save enough, but the truth is if you're a saver mentality where you're focusing on eliminating expenses and trying to reduce costs at all costs, you know, if you're trying to pay off all your debt as fast as you can and save up everything you can, the truth is that you never really get out of that funk. You know, even when you get to a point where it might have been a financial goal that you've had, you probably feel like it's not quite enough. And that saver mentality that you're taught, that really is just passed on to you from banks and everybody else, to, you know, things like it takes money to make money, which is so dumb, because if it took money to make money, come on, the U.S. government would be freaking rich right now, right? I mean, come on. We've given the government so much money, but do they make more money with it? No. They're horrible stewards of money. You know, that's the worst place to give money to, you know, or at least one of the worst places. I guess, you know, gambling is another place, but it's just about gambling when you put money with government, right? I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, it does not take money to make money, because if that were the case, we would have all been starving people the rest of our lives. We would have never gotten away from the high school or college type of income. You know, but it's true. The truth is that it's dollars follow value. You create value, and the more value you create in the marketplace or in the world, the more that usually comes back in the form of money. And so things like that, like the simple principles, you know, that we really have to have faith in these principles of abundance, right? We got to have faith over fear. Fear is really at the root of all scarcity. I mean, everything you're taught with financial advising, mainstream stuff is all about fear, right? It's fear mongering. You know, it's sad that they tell you, hey, save 10% of your paycheck. This is what they used to say a lot of. But then you start to save 10% and they're saying, well, that's not enough. You screwed up. And you're like, wait, I just did what you told me to do, you know? And no, you got to save at least 25% of your paycheck. And the truth is for most people who want to retire now, it's going to be at least 100% of your paycheck to save. So it doesn't work in that format. All of these things that we've been taught and trained to do our entire lives just don't work. So why keep doing it? You know, and so, yeah, there's a little bit of strategy there, but the truth is it's the mindset behind it. You know, so I'll give you a few examples. When I coach people, sometimes we talk about their businesses, right? Because business is your, if you have a business, that is your economic engine. I mean, if you want to create more passive income, what better way to do that than to increase your cash flow with the work that you're already doing, whether it be a job or whether it be a business or whatever it might be. Now, if you're a business owner, you've got more potential. You have this unlimited potential. And now you can do this with not having a business, but you definitely have a little bit more control over it. You know, and there's been times where I've had people say, yeah, Chris, like I'm just working like a dog and I don't know how to get out of it, out of that rut. But when you really start to dig down, usually there's some sort of false belief, some scarcity belief that's keeping this glass ceiling above you. You can see where it's possible, but you can't figure out how to get there. So I'll give you an example. I mean, say you're a business owner. And by the way, this is an example that many business owners have, but you're at the point where you're overly worked, you know, and you're trying to do it all on your own. And maybe you've hired an employee or two, but the truth is that you're kind of a control freak. You're like, I don't know. Like just doesn't, yeah, I really don't want to delegate that, or I can't find anybody who really buys into the mission as much as I do, or they're not as sold into it, or maybe they're not as skilled at doing this, so I could do this better myself than hiring them to do it. And that may or may not be true, right? The truth is, if you keep hiring bad people over and over, you got to look at the common denominator. It's you. So what kind of scarcity or limiting belief do you have that's allowing you to keep hiring the wrong people, if that's the case? But more likely than not, it's usually interpretation. You know, for those of you that are business owners, I invite you to watch a TV show called The Profit, which is spelled P-R-O-F-I-T with Marcus Lemonis. A fantastic TV show. I watch on Hulu. There's tons of episodes you can watch on that. Every time you look at those episodes, it has very little to do with the strategy of the business that Marcus, when he comes in to fix the company and get it to be profitable, it has very little to do with the actual money or strategy aspect, although there's some of that too. But most of the time it has to do with the mindset of the business owner. It starts there. If people are quitting on them, it's usually because the business owner is a control freak or something, or has a hard time, you know, connecting with the people or whatever it might be, or putting blame on them. There's all kinds of reasons. The truth is we all have scarcity, right? We all have abundant times and we all have scarce times. And that usually happens multiple times within a day that we vacillate back and forth. And so, you know, so if you're a business owner, you're capping out, you're just saying like, I just can't do anymore. Well, maybe it's possible that you could. What if you could do more? What if it's something you just need to let go of and actually put a little faith? And yeah, it takes a little bit of risk sometimes, right? It takes a little bit of courage to do something like that. But what could you do? I'll tell you with my business, like I keep looking for ways to scale it up. You know, now I don't ever scale my business unless I absolutely have to, right? You know, I always look for maximum ROI for my business as well, just like anybody else probably should. But you know, I've got people on the sidelines that I've been prepping and training, you know, for the times when, you know, there's too much business. Now I'm doing great keeping my business less than 20 hours a week, but I can already foresee here within the next year, it's not going to be that way anymore. If I don't get help, you know, it's definitely going to grow to where I might actually hit 30, 40 hours a week. I know it sounds horrible, but, you know, for my wife, that is, you know, cause she does like me working around the house and stuff. But, you know, the truth is that you really want to, you know, you do want to grow your stewardship to a certain level. You don't have to make everything huge. You can be comfortable where you're at, and that's fine. Just find other ways to progress. You know, there's a lot of times we put caps, we put limits, you know, ceilings on ourselves that really don't have to be there. You know, I have other people too. Like I've had many clients that out of fear, like they come to me saying, hey, I want to do, you know, different investing. I know there's got to be another answer than just the same old mutual funds that don't work. And especially with the stock market this week, it's all bipolar, right? And, you know, all you have to do is just say the word China and the market drops 2 or 3%, right? You know, all that kind of stuff happens. But they'll come to me, they're like, hey, I'm looking for solutions. And then it comes time to where they get the solutions. And then they're like, oh, that's scary. I don't know. And sometimes I have to like, just take little baby steps, try it. You know, it's just like, what about Bob? You know, baby steps to the elevator, right? Like, you know, just take those little baby steps. But that fear will trip people up, even though they have everything there, all the resources there to get the, you know, the actual cash flow, the value, the very things that they are hoping and dreaming for, but it's out of reach for them because of that fear. Because they, again, place limits. They out of fear say, well, I don't know. It's just so new. It's not like everything else I've done. You're right. Because everything else you've done has sucked. It's failed. If you've been saving in mutual funds and 401ks, you've already been failing, you know? Now, congratulations. You at least have been winning because at least you're doing something. You're taking action. But I told this to my group this weekend. I said, it's not about working harder. And it's not even working about smarter, because you can work smarter and still lose. It's about working right. It's about doing the right things. So yeah, you might have been putting that into that 401k, getting that full match, and you're doing everything you can. But what will happen, and I give you 100% guarantee, because I've run the numbers, what will happen is that you will still fall short. You will not hit the goal that you need to retire comfortably, the way that you want to, the way that you dream of, and definitely not before you're 65 or 60, you know, it's just not going to happen. And so, yeah, you do need to take different actions, but it requires a different perspective, different training, different education to do that. But even if you get the training, you know, it doesn't stop fear from coming in. And so you got to really address that. You got to, and sometimes the best way to overcome the fear is just to try to take those baby steps towards that direction. You know, and so I see that all the time. There's financial fears, there's business fears, there's all kinds of fears that pop up, because at the heart of scarcity is fear. And scarcity does not put money in your pocket. Scarcity can only take money out of your pocket. You either take it out of your pocket because you make a bad emotional decision, or take money out of your pocket because you don't take action and there's a lost opportunity cost that costs you that money. Sometimes the biggest money leaks in people's lives doesn't have to do with their budgets and spending plans and taxes and debts and things like that, that even though I might address those things too, but I'll tell you, the biggest money leaks I see is the money that you never earn, the money that you never end up seeing in the first place, that it seems like it's invisible, seems like it's untouchable. That right there is the money leak you should be scared of. That, if anything, if it creates motivation, I don't want you to do it out of fear, but the motivation to say, you know what? It's better that I move forward with some sort of faith. And yeah, there's going to require some courage and some vulnerability, and I'm going to hit some fear barriers, but it's got to happen. You know, I'll tell you, one of the biggest, you know, best people examples of my life have helped me break fear barriers is my wife. You know, my wife, oh my goodness, like she calls bull on me so much. People ask me like, hey, Chris, what coaches are you investing in? Right now, I'm not really investing in coaches. I'm investing more in masterminds. But man, if there's somebody that coaches me and smacks me around more than any coach has in my entire life, it's my wife. And sometimes wives are not the best accountability partners. I get that. But, you know, if there's anybody that calls bull on stuff and that, you know, I mean, there's so many times that I've limited myself. I've limited my own business, my own finances. I've limited myself based on my past, my history. Maybe you have too. Maybe you've had a bad experience in the past that's created fear. You know, I've had clients where they've had bankruptcy, sometimes like 20, 30 years ago, and it still affects them today. They still, in fear and hesitancy, don't take action, or they take some of the wrong actions. They take things that cost them money. Sometimes they might end up paying off their house, you know, which, by the way, can actually be one of your most costly mistakes, is paying off your house early. Believe it or not, I'm about to do an episode on that, so you'll know why. But, you know, there's things like that that come up that can actually really destroy your wealth. And you're sometimes in you're actually a prisoner to your past, right? Like, you're a prisoner to your past, because if you can't move past the past, if you can't move on because those fears are still there, you won't get past it. It will actually repeat itself. And I remember this happened to me, because you remember my story of the recession. I went upside down over $1 million. I was in the hole, $16,000 a month. It was such a emotional, painful, humiliating time for me, right? Because, I mean, I'm the guy that's supposed to have it all figured out, but then I'm the guy that's worse in the rat race than almost anybody I was coaching at that time. And it was really tough to deal with that, and the struggle with how I felt about myself and the late nights and all of that. It took a toll on me. It took a toll on my health. It took a toll on my mental well-being, my emotional well-being. It took a toll on my marriage, which now has since dissolved, you know, not because of that, but it definitely did not help it. It actually did spark some pretty, you know, bad things that came up in our marriage. But all those things that are part of that. And so, you know, and I remember talking to somebody about it, and they said, and in fact, I didn't tell them anything about my history. And they just said, you know, intuitively, I feel like you had something that happened to you back around 2008. What was it? And I told her, I said, well, you know, and she even mentioned too, I think it was financial in nature. What was it? You know, this is before I actually said stuff publicly about this, right? And I said, well, you know, I went through a really rough time financially. It was horrible and blah, 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 right? You know, just so on and so forth. And she said, you know what, Chris, like, I can see it right now. Like, and she didn't know anything about my financial situation, but she said, I can see right now that you can make millions of dollars if you just move past this. If you just move past this, it's actually the very thing that's stopping you from creating millions of dollars right now. Right now, you're probably making decent money, but you could be making millions if you just get past this one thing. And so it took a lot of time, but as I eventually did, and my wife was a big part of that. My wife is huge about not creating any ceilings and just keep creating more and creating more abundance. And even, you know, creating a need for abundance sometimes because all the things she wants to repair around the house, you know, but that's what's awesome is that, you know, when you really get focused on just creating, it's just like if you're hiking up a mountain, you know, it could be super scary. If it's pretty steep and you look back behind you, it could be very intimidating, very scary, wondering if you might fall off that ledge or whatever it might be. You might look up the mountain. The mountain might look insurmountable. You might say, oh my goodness, that mountain peak is so high up. But if you just kind of focus one step at a time, just stay focused on where you are, know the direction you're heading, see the vision of where you're going, but instead of getting caught up on where you've come from and how far down it might be or how far you could fall, right? Or even how far you still have to go, and just focus on the here and the now and really focus on that faith, like that faith in principles that they always work. Because that's the thing that got me through the hardest times financially. I knew that if I kept creating value and if I was grateful for the moment, grateful for everything that was going on, good, bad, or ugly, right? And knowing that everything was a lesson, everything was for my own growth to hit new highs. Because sometimes we have to hit lows to hit new highs. In fact, it's during the low times that often give us the resources to create new highs in those times. And so those are the kind of things you focus on. So focus more on how to create more abundance. Again, there's so many things here. I know that I've got plenty of episodes where we've talked about different aspects of abundance and scarcity, especially if you go to the earlier episodes, some of the very first ones, like in the first 50 episodes or so, a lot about abundance and scarcity. But I'm just here to tell you that, man, you cannot have financial freedom if you do not have a perspective of abundance. If you're always believing that something's never enough, or that you believe those things that it takes money to make money, or you have to take high risk, create high returns, which is not true. If you believe in all these kinds of scarcity myths, you will never break out of that prison, and you will constantly be searching for more money, searching for more of something, but never attaining. If you want that true freedom, the freedom has to happen in your mind and in your soul first, and then your pocketbook can follow. So guys, I'm so proud of you. I'm again grateful that you guys are part of this and that you're part of this journey. I hope I'm adding to that journey as well to allow your lives to be more blessed and more prosperous. So I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.